The city is looking to finish phase one of the downtown Schenectady Park Loop by October. Funded by a $1.1 million federal grant and $275,000 in matching funds from the city, the project aims to build an off-road pedestrian and bicycle trail that will extend from Central Park down Bradley Street, turning onto North Brandywine Avenue, and then connect through Vail Park to Knott Terrace. A large portion of the Bradley Street segment has already been completed, and the remaining segments were up for discussion Thursday night. Project engineer Dan Carey with firm Barton & LeJudis said the project was engineered to build an 8-foot path along existing sidewalks.
So the trail is going to be installed. It's going to look fantastic, and it's just a matter of how we wanted to do it within the project funding. So we looked at an option of shifting the road to accommodate it or holding where it is and building back.
The plan was chosen to build back approximately 3 feet in the city's right-of-way. Some property owners along the route offered their thoughts. Don Close pointed out trees he thought should be removed and asked the city to do its work to notify residents whose driveways may be impacted by the move. He was also concerned about infrastructure under the path.
About 20 years ago, in that stretch of the road, they already improved the water, the sewer, the storm sewers, and I want to see the rest of it done before we beautify above ground, and so we're not having to go back and dig all this beautification up.
Close, who said he takes regular walks in Central Park, looks forward to the path's completion, but also questioned the safety of the path that heads through Vail Cemetery.
I don't think it's 100% safe environment for a walker, a jogger, or a biker to travel through to get to that other side, if you will, of the city.
City engineer Chris Wallen said officials are listening.
We're going to be taking the comments that we have, even though there were just a few, and we're going to incorporate them, and then we're going to make revisions to the plans, post it to our website, and then reach out once again through a letter and through the media.
Phase two of the project would loop the path from downtown to the park. While it is not yet planned, Wallen expects it would not be the same type of off-road path.
It'll most likely be a signed loop on road where we have amenities, maybe some striping, but I don't foresee that the entire loop will be an off-road path with the 8-foot.
The city is also pursuing a linkage study to determine how phase one can be extended into neighborhood streets.
And in that linkage study, we're looking at how this path, which actually bisects the city, it's kind of central to the city, we can expand it in a linear fashion, not a loop, to grab people from side feeder streets and bring them down.
Wallen says the paths will help accommodate the trend within the city of people moving away from the suburbs and into urban areas and give them an alternative way to get to school or work. That's something the city hopes will make it a stronger place. For details and a map of the planned route, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.